You remember the tricorder from Star Trek, right? Boop, 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 boop. For the last few years, there's been a competition going on promising millions of dollars in prize money to a team that could develop such a device, boldly diagnosing diseases from the palm of your hand. The XPRIZE competition is sponsored by a giant communications company called Qualcomm. And just a few weeks back, a team from the Philadelphia region, Final Frontier Medical Devices, was one of two teams left standing, competing for that big prize. Zach Zuhr tells us how it all turned out.
In the end, there were two teams left out of 300 that entered the competition. You have a team of heavyweight researchers from Harvard in one corner, backed by a major phone maker and even the Taiwanese government. In the other corner, you've got the unlikely contenders, a Philadelphia ER doc, three of his siblings, a childhood friend, a retired engineer. They were the Rocky of this competition. We're talking late-night design sprints over a kitchen table in the Philly burbs, and they invested a lot of their own cash to make it all happen. ER doc Basil Harris is the captain of this underdog crew, and leading up to the XPRIZE final, the Washington Post called this thing a Basil and Goliath story.
I see the comparison. You know, we are a little scrappy startup, and we're proud of our small and mighty status.
When he and I speak in April, a few days before a big ceremony in Hollywood where the winner will be announced, Basil says he's cool with whatever happens.
Next Wednesday, right? That's the big day. Give me your vital signs right now.
Well, the heart rate's up a little bit, and there may be a little jitters, but you know, we're confident. I'm happy with what we've accomplished, what the team's done. It's win. It's a win all around.
Win or lose, they're going to move ahead with their product. The device, called Dexter, is a tablet connected to a few 3D printed gizmos that can measure your vital signs. That, plus the medical history you tell it, is enough for Dexter to diagnose dozens of diseases, ranging from urinary tract infection to sleep apnea to tuberculosis.
Come on, center stage. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Finally, the big day is here, with millions of dollars on the line. Organizers are trying to add some glam to the proceedings. There's the son of Star Trek's creator and even that guy who played the doctor on the 90s spin-off Star Trek Voyager. Basil and company take the stage and stand across from the other team. Basil has traded his scrubs for a not too fancy suit, and in the corner lurks one of those big cardboard checks that the winner will take home.
Team Final Frontier Medical Device.
Final Frontier wins the top prize.
On behalf of the Qualcomm Foundation and the XPRIZE, give you this check for $2.5 million.
Basil and his team look genuinely shocked.
Unbelievable. Well, this is...
All told, the Philly team takes home just over $3 million from the XPRIZE competition. More money from the overall $10 million prize pool will pay for lab time so the team can do more research and development, and there's even a deal to put Dexter in Lowe's hardware stores across the country if and when the device gets government approval.
Thank you, guys. I never thought I'd be standing up here like this, and this has been an incredible journey. The revolution in healthcare starts here. You know, this is where...
There's still a long way to go. Getting this thing to market will take years. Still, there's a brief hero's welcome back home in Philadelphia, where about 50 supporters have gathered for a celebratory event at a local design firm.
Oh boy, now we're getting a real test.
That's Basil showing a volunteer how the device actually works. As guests mingle, a friend of the team volunteers to try out Dexter. She has a chronic health condition and often has to check her blood sugar levels. Basil puts a glove on her hand that's connected to the iPad where Dexter lives. It's kind of like one of those pulse ox monitors that hospitals use.
How's it feel?
Feels like nothing.
Compare that to the finger prick she usually has to endure, and Dexter's sensor-laden glove is a dream. It can read her blood glucose via infrared light and is good enough at this early stage to give an accurate range.
Yes!
Did it match?
We got it.
Remember that an equally important part of our competition beyond how well the technologies made their diagnoses were how well people liked them.
That's competition medical director Eric Veery, and he's unpacking a key part of why this team won. They are making the diagnostic process more pleasant. Now, as Team Final Frontier ramps up into a company called Basil Leaf Technologies, they have the XPRIZE brand as a launch platform itself. This is the same competition that once birthed commercial spaceflight technologies, the same competition that inspired better efficiency in electric cars. Viri has similar hopes for this new medical innovation.
And for our competition, the term tricorder has now turned from something used in a science fiction TV show to something that is part of the common parlance.
Hi, thanks for agreeing to participate in this test.
Basil Harris says his dream is to eventually create something affordable for people who don't have access to reliable medical care.
Devices like this tricorder in the hands of regular consumers and people give them the information that they need, reliable medical data, reliable information that they can use to make decisions.
So what's next? After Final Frontier got the big check, Basil and company have decisions of their own to make. There's investment to pursue, partnerships to ink, clinical trials to finish. Basil isn't quitting his emergency room day job just yet, but he is optimistic about what lies ahead. Someday, that thing that made its first appearance as science fiction in the 60s could be a very real part of your medicine cabinet. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.